I'm small.
I'm medium.
I'm large, and the PlayStation 4 was just announced to a packed press conference that featured plenty of people talking. Then they showed pre-rendered video footage, and then Killzone was announced. Then Infamous. And then there was this other thing that happened. More people came out, and Activision came out. And then they announced Destiny on the PS4 because Bungie was there. And then they showed another trailer. Jonathan Blow was there, and he did too much with his lips. And he kept. Oh, God almighty.
So who is excited for this?
I'm really excited for that panty raid. Engine
panty raid
Square Enix is developing.
Panty raid engine.
I was really excited for this and looking forward to this. And then by the time the 13th hour rolled around of the press conference...
It wasn't that long, though. Come on, Joe. Come
on. Okay.
I wasn't even there for half of it, and I felt like it was too long.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not... The length might not have been an issue had the press conference... That's what she said.
well, hold on. Just to point out, the first person to start laughing was Joe's wife.
It's the first time she's been heard on the press on our podcast.
On the press conference.
Yes, on the press conference.
She might have been a guest on the press conference with how many people they brought out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, there was the one time she was heard. When you're like, that was my wife, everyone. Episode 0.
Anyway.
It might have been a lot more bearable had it not just drug on and on with monotone speaking.
Well,
and we'll slowly discuss this. And then we'll talk about how this is innovative and unique, and it's a whole new experience.
Well, no, I mean that's what I expected, so I can't fault them for that. What I didn't expect was, I mean, for some reason I don't know why I didn't expect this, but Bungie's new IP being on the PS4, which was the big last thing they announced.
That was known. Everyone knew that was known, but like
for some reason it didn't hit me, and then I just kind of realized like, oh shit. Microsoft might not have anything for their fucking press conference. Diablo 3 coming to PS3 and PS4. A lot of us knew Diablo 3 was coming to consoles, but I always thought Xbox would be the first to kind of get it.
If you're going to go down the news, we should probably start at the bottom with the first stuff they talked about instead of working back.
Don't hurt my system. We're getting there because that's a bigger topic to talk about. So let's save it for.
Well, let's go with Destiny.
Well,
first.
You know that, and if you bring anything up with Diablo, I'm going to be like, "Yay, Diablo!"
Okay. Well, he touched on Destiny. If we're starting at the top, let's start with Destiny. I mean, when I first heard about the whole thing going multi-platform, I knew it was happening. I knew it was coming. The whole big thing with them going with Activision and dropping Halo was that they were going to multi-platform.
Right.
And why are you jerking off with
Because that's fun. Because he's bored.
A man's got to do what a man's got to do.
I could have sworn I read somewhere that in the contract they signed with Activision is due to their loyalty to Microsoft, there was supposed to be some kind of timed exclusive with the Xbox release of the game.
Well, but who's to say that they're not going to have, like... Because they did say that they're going to have exclusive content for the PS4. Yeah. Now, who's to say that they're not going to have exclusive content for both?
Well, I probably zoned out.
Actually, it'll probably be
so
something
goddamn long.
That brings up a really good question with the fact that the systems are going to be hardware-wise so similar, allegedly, that they might, for DLC, instead of it just being timed, they might have studios vying for giving the game console creators specific content for each game that's downloadable. Whereas Destiny, you might be able to, they might have like an unlockable planet on PS3. There might be a different planet for Xbox that you could go to.
See, I don't know if I like that.
Doesn't matter if you don't like it. That might be how it is.
I know, but as a consumer, that would dissuade me from wanting to buy the game because I'll always feel as I'm not getting the full experience.
Don't you already feel that way? Because I do.
Yeah, I feel that way all the time.
Because every single game that I've bought so far, and I really don't buy that many games, let's see here. Street Fighter Cross Tekken, on-disc DLC. Oh, yeah, that was wonderful.
The biggest one for me for that was Alan Wake. Alan Wake had two extensions on its story because the game didn't really have an ending. Yeah. I loved the game. Never got around to the DLC because it just, like, I didn't want to go pay for it and download it, and I just, the time for that game had passed for me. With what they're doing with Destiny and the fact that it's supposed to be something they keep adding on to.
Wait, how does the Alan Wake thing have anything to do with console exclusive DLC?
The fact that it was DLC that it was just something I couldn't get in general.
Like, there's some people.
Really,
well, no, like
mixed with what I was.
The thing that I'm getting at is like, yeah, you're saying that it might exclude you from wanting to get it because you'll feel like you don't get the full game. Me at the point that I'm already at, I feel like I'm already at that point because there's games that already come out with day one DLC, and I'm like, well, why don't you include it with the game? Because that's what the fuck I'm paying for.
That's where
for.
It makes
like,
that. Well, that's where it mixes in, is that you feel like you'd be left out of part of the game. Him and I feel like most of the games we buy, we're already left out of it because we know we're not going to download that DLC in the first place.
Yeah, but the option is there to download that.
Yeah, but you have to pay more.
Yeah, but the option is still there to get it. If the PS3 gets its own planet and the 360 gets its own planet, no matter which system you're on, you're missing a planet. It's like when Soul Calibur did the Star Wars characters.
Yeah.
Well, they were exclusive to each console, but they eventually went over.
I think we're going too far into this because it's just speculation.
Yeah.
But I could see that being a problem, but I could see them doing it.
Yeah.
And we would have no fucking choice.
It would still dissuade me from wanting to get that game if I know for a fact I'm going to miss content. Mm. That's a big reason I didn't want to get Street
Fighter Cross Tekken. It could be once again timed content too.
Possibly.
They could have.
Yeah, they might be like, well, you get this first, and you get this first, and then eventually everybody meets up in the center.
I'm
and like,
still
yeah,
curious to
happy.
Know what's going on with the...
the Game of the Year edition.
With what was supposed to be a timed exclusive on the 360.
Well, I'm looking that up, so keep bantering. Keep arguing.
Oh, is that out the window now, or is it still going to be... there's just unanswered questions. I think it's cool that Bungie is finally on board with the PS4, but overall, the whole press conference, I'm not really on board with the PS4.
It was definitely underwhelming at best. It was a whole lot of hype for absolutely nothing. I felt like it was like going to a not very enjoyable strip club. I mean,
there's still boobs, but you're like, it could have been better.
Could have been a lot better. I mean, I didn't even leave with a full-on chubby,
like,
you know what I mean?
Like, the one chick has, like, her... C-section scar.
Yeah, sure.
And some other chick, like, her one implant broke, so she has, like, fucked up titties.
Yeah, but they have shaved well enough.
Well, here's what I...
Like, razor burn.
What I felt about the...
Great personality.
One guy has a dick.
about the conference was that it was pretty much exactly what we expected. I mean, we knew what they were going to push, which is they're going to push... cloud connectivity. They're going to push the social aspect. They're going to push that it's a gaming console that can do all of these things. Yeah. It's going to link to the Vita. I mean, it literally was pretty much just what you would expect.
You need to take your phone call that your light is flashing like cray cray.
No, you don't.
Oh, I'll check
God,
later.
That's fucking blinding.
No, you don't.
I will throw that phone. I think that they. I don't want to say Sony played it safe. I think that they met expectation, which is good.
I feel like they didn't.
well, what did you want? What did you want them to do? You want them to come to your house and blow you?
No, like, I want them to tell me a little bit more about the actual console.
That's not real.
That's not real. That looks like shit.
We knew going into this that they weren't going to show the console. We
didn't know that for a fact.
Right.
No, all right, not for a fact, but if you're smart and understand the industry, you knew going into it that they said outright that this was going to be about the future of the PlayStation brand. Not necessarily a console release. They were going to talk about PlayStation as a global thing.
But they really didn't. They just focused on the
PS4. PS4, yeah. PS4.
It was the unveiling of the direction they're taking the PlayStation 4 and the PlayStation brand.
But we could blame the media for this. We could blame the blogs. We could blame everything else. But this thing was so hyped up. I honestly expected... show us the system.
Right.
Give us more details on this.
Sure.
See,
what kind of discs is it going to play?
The only thing that they said is like, here's the controller.
Here's the controller.
And I think the controller looks like dick. I'm sorry.
Like, it looks ass stupid, move light on the top, And Dale North said it best, the joysticks look like fucked up belly buttons.
Well, my whole thing is like, okay, yeah, sure, they want that touch screen, or not the touch screen, the touchpad thing in the center. Could you maybe have, you know, made it look like part of the controller instead of like, oh, well, we made this controller and then we wanted this on it, so I'm just going to slap this part right in the fucking middle.
Stapled it to the front.
It seriously looks like shit. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's not an impressive looking controller.
Not at all.
No.
I hope that at least it's finally more comfortable because I hate DualShock controller.
See, I kind of always like DualShocks. The only thing that I don't like about them is, and this is really like getting down to minute details, but the thumbsticks to me always went too far. If that's it seems like the center to the top or the center to the bottom, it always seems like it was a little bit too far. And I've got big hands, so most people that are playing that, if they go down, they're not going the full axis. You know what I mean?
I kind of see where you're coming from with that. My biggest gripe when it comes to the thumbsticks is every game now, the primary control is the analog stick.
Right.
So put that where the D-pad is. The 360 controller has that shit right.
Well, yeah, but how many times do you think they've probably tried, pitching that? But then they're like, well, we don't want to look like 360, so we're just going to keep it like the old stuff. Like, I guarantee you, as soon as they would switch those two over, there would be so many people that would just be like, oh, they're just trying to be like Microsoft. Like,
how many times has Sony copied everybody on the planet?
Yeah, that's true.
Why would joystick positions really make that much of a
difference? Well, because they're not leaving that ripping
people off.
That base of a design, they're not leaving that, and never really did leave it that much. You know what I mean?
I think there should be more concern over the fact that the Wii U Pro controller, the shell, design-wise, is a 360 controller. It pretty much is.
Yeah.
The only difference is they switched the buttons and the thumbstick, which the Woo-hoo. Most fucked up thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But just move the analog stick to where your thumb would naturally be when you hold a controller.
Yeah.
It always feels so unnatural playing a PS3
down
game,
too far. You're down
where
too
that
far.
Stick is. And my other biggest problem, I hope they fix it with the PS4, the PS3, the analog sticks are way too loose.
Yeah, there's no way resistance. Yeah, and I think that's why...
You can go like this and move your character.
No. I've had a couple that you could.
There's not much tension when you use the stick.
Yep.
I hope they fix it. Of course, we haven't had our hands on with it.
We've just been sitting here
holding our dicks all night.
Sure.
For the 9 hours that fucking press conference going on.
You know what that 9 hours reminded me of? It's that Jewish friend of yours that keeps telling you how awesome Hanukkah really is. And you're at home with your Xbox 360 or Christmas. And you're just like, dude, you're not going to convince me. You're not going to do it.
That's quite the stretch for a...
I'm not a PS guy, and they didn't sell anything for me.
I haven't really been a PlayStation guy since the PlayStation 2. I mean, to be completely honest with you.
Same here. Well, they lost me with the PS3.
When they're like, hey, you can play...
Well, no, the PS3, actually, the PS3 I did like for the fact that, like... I mean, I was working at Best Buy for a while, you know, doing stuff on the sales floor, and I liked the fact that I was able to tell some people that were coming in and looking for... like a Blu-ray player for their house. They're like, oh yeah, I'll just get a regular Blu-ray player. Like, or you can get a PS3 for comparable price range at the time.
And have a console.
At the time, the PS3, even now today, I think the PS3 is the best Blu-ray player on the market.
Yes, I agree.
But gaming console, because I play video game consoles for video games, I think they have dropped the ball so much with this generation. And I was really, really, really looking forward to the PS4 reveal to see if they're finally going to fix the shit that they fucked up.
And try and win you back.
And so far, we can't judge too hard.
Well, right.
Because it's just so far, I'm sure when E3 comes along, we're going to find a lot more details.
Yeah,
but
sure.
So far, I
freaking hope so.
I'm not back on board with them yet.
Yeah, no. But also, they spent a long time to tell you very little.
Yeah,
yes, that's what really pissed me off, because it's like, if you're going to try and grasp my attention for this long, it's like, okay, yeah, cool, you want to bring out some of the partners that are going to be coming out and, you know, helping you with the launch of the system with some of the titles that you're going to have, but damn, dude, like, you want to bring out practically every single one of them just to show you, like, here's what we've been working on. Here's, like, a little 5-second demo
and
of some of the video
janitor
shit.
Who,
like,
cleaned the bathroom while we're working on this
like,
game.
Come
and to
on,
me, it
man.
Felt like the only guy who came out and had an actual presence that he wanted to be there and talk to you was the dude from Blizzard.
From Blizzard, yeah. Well, that was a huge step for them. I mean, yeah, it's been in speculation for a while, but at the same time, it's like...
I'm just talking about, like, how he talked and how he communicated. It seemed like he was interested to be there, he was excited to be there, and he wasn't just staring off slightly to the side of the camera,
reading from a teleprompter.
Yeah,
and he didn't have that same pretentious attitude that so many of them had. Like, I don't know names, but it's like, geez.
And he didn't start with good morning, good afternoon, and good night from blah, 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 blah.
It's like, why are you talking to me like you're so much better than me? You're not going to make any money if you don't sell it to us.
Yeah, I said this early in the press conference in, like, I think the second or third hour. How the one video played, it was like the white background, and it just felt like they were trying to be a mix of Nintendo and Apple, but too much of an asshole at the same time.
Well, like, it's kind of hard to have a press conference and have any kind of look that it even resembles Apple and not come off like a dickhead.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I mean, I think this is the word we mentioned the most during the entire press conference was pretentious.
Oh, yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It just felt so incredibly pretentious. They're talking down to us.
They were definitely.
Like, look at this crazy shit that we're going to be able to do. You got to wait longer.
It wasn't even like an excitement thing. It was like they're saying, here's the stuff you're going to buy. Because you're going to buy it.
Because
we told you
much,
to.
Yeah.
Because you have no choice. That type of, you know, kind of crap.
It's the same issue that they had with... Holy
oh, God.
Shit. Do you know what a volume controller is?
I thought I had it turned all the way down.
How about you just pause the video?
That's our song for the podcast right there?
Yeah, right there. Yeah. I honestly didn't even know I had a video on. I was just...
Because he's mindlessly meandering...
Around the PlayStation website, right now.
I think the biggest problem that they had with the PS3 was that they treated it like it was their gift to the world.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is our Jesus Christ.
They pissed a lot
Believe
of people
in
off
it
with that.
And you'll be saved.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, Microsoft, you have to pay for all that? We're free. Come to us. You can't play Blu-ray play? We can play Blu-rays. Come to us. Well, like,
back then, Blu-ray wasn't that big of a deal because it was still the beginning of the format wars. But they still treated everything like it was the greatest thing on the planet. Mm-hmm. And you're lucky that you live in a world where you can pay $599. $599 American dollars.
American dollars.
You're lucky that you live in a world where you can pay us to own this. It was such an ego trip where they thought they were the greatest
thing in
the world.
That's been Sony's problem for the longest time is they're like, we'll throw a lot of money at this. Everybody will think it's fucking treasure. And they'll buy it, and then they get confused when, like, no one wants to buy their stuff.
It backfired. They pissed off and alienated a lot of people, and they're not learning their lesson. Yeah. Sony is hemorrhaging money.
I've been calling that Sony hasn't gotten their shit together way back when Minidisc came out. Because Minidisc could have been a fucking amazing format, and they're like, nope, we're going to be proprietary, you got to go with all of our kind of shit, and everybody's like, nope, fuck off, we're going to go do something else. Mm-hmm. And then anyway. They're like, oh, well, we just dumped a bunch of money, and you're not going to buy it? Like, nope, we don't need it. Thanks,
anyway.
Bye.
Anyway, Tim had the list. We touched on Destiny. What was next? Diablo.
Which, the only cool thing about Diablo is the fact that it's going to have four-player, non-split-screen couch co-op. Four people on the same...
That's awesome.
That's really cool for Diablo.
So the only thing I'm interested in is, like, what the fuck are they going to do with the auction house?
Who cares?
like, is that going to be like, oh, we're going to use the same auction house for...
Well, my question is it going to be cross-compatible with the PC?
That's what I'd like. If it was cross-compatible, I would be very, very happy.
Now,
and then all the time that I dumped into Diablo won't get wasted.
Now, Destiny, I have no interest in on the PS4. On the 360, I do, just because of Halo. They have a pedigree on Microsoft systems.
Yeah. I was...
Diablo, not going to sell me a system. Next
see,
is what...
See, I... kind of like the thing that Diablo is finally coming to consoles.
So you could be just as bored as the rest of us.
Well, no, I had fun with it on the PC. I just don't like playing PC.
Diablo was on PlayStation.
PlayStation
1. I'm talking Diablo 3.
Okay, but still.
It was on PC, and I wanted to play it more.
Or you could play Champions of Nora.
I wanted to play it more, but I don't want to sit at a computer with a mouse and a keyboard. I want to sit on a couch with a controller. And you can't even keymap that shit to work because you have to hold certain things and
yeah,
and a beer on the end table and a thumb
I
up
have
his
watched
ass.
I have watched someone and this, they were actually playing it on a phone that they were actually playing Diablo 3 on like a screen
phone.
No like well no they but, had it hooked up to a PlayStation 3 controller and they had their phone like mounted on top of it and it was screen capping their PC, but they were actually using that to, and it wasn't like one of those kind of things where it's like, oh yeah, look at me, like they're just going to screen cap it, and it's not, they're not actually playing it. No, they went through the whole button map and made sure that like you knew they weren't fucking around.
But
with it.
I think it's way easier to do with.
Oh hey, Kunal's here, by the way.
What?
There you go. I just dropped in.
Yeah, he dropped
Kunal,
the deuce,
welcome to
and
the
then
podcast.
He came back.
I have a real big feeling you're going to be here next week, so you can make up for not being here this podcast.
Yeah.
Is that
half the podcast?
Yeah, we're just going to kidnap you and bring you back.
I'm really sorry.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Kunal. I'm
Johnny Quest's best friend.
Johnny Quest's best friend. permanent tan. And I'm a composer. So right. For
composer, I didn't even know.
And where were you? And where were you the past 20 minutes?
Dropping a deuce.
I was talking to a person for my company, Sword Tech Games.
Cool.
Interviewing for some position, so it's super exciting.
Are you hiring? Do you want to like plug your shit right now?
Yeah, we are actually hiring. We're hiring for a lead designer position and some art position. So,
all right, I'm sure our listener will be in touch with you.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Can you interview me for designing? I'll design the shit out of your game.
Will it be better than Watch Dogs?
No. There's a possibility, because I
don't know, Watch Dogs looks fucking sick.
That on that wall is the layout for a trailer for a web series I was working on. That is the breakdown of the screenplay I just finished for another story that ties into that. So,
oh, shit.
Yeah, I do a lot of things.
This has been the part of the program where Tim shows up his balls and cock and says, look how big they are.
Well, yeah. I really like the line on the wall that says, this severely lacks homosex blowjays.
Yeah, my friend wrote that on there a long time ago, and I just left it up there because I thought it was hysterical.
It's pointing to airship pirates pick up Julian.
Yeah, I think homosex blowjays has been a part of nearly every episode so far.
So far,
I have a feeling no one's going to mention it next week, though.
Don't jinx
you never
this.
Know.
No,
you never know.
Yeah. But back to Diablo.
Diablo.
For being a PS4 event, saying Diablo. That it's going to be on the PS3, really fucked that announcement.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They're like, oh yeah, it's going to be on PlayStation 3, but
buy it on PS4. It'll be on PS3 as well. Like, why would I get it on the PS4? Wait for PS4 to get it if I can play it on PS3. And if it's already confirmed, it's coming to PS3 and PS4. It's got to be coming to 360.
I wish they would have said that they're announcing some new kind of content, something specific.
Like,
PS4, they didn't do anything, so it's the same game.
Yeah, same game, yeah.
The auction house, you could use your PSN credit now.
That would be fucking awesome. I would figure out a way to, like...
Well, they wouldn't let you earn PSN credit, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I would definitely figure out some sort of way around that, and I would buy so many.
They might with Sony. They might buddy up for that, convert it to PSN cash,
or to gold in-game gold. That's what I do. I bought a $20 card from Walmart, and I converted the entire thing over from the real money auction house to gold, and then I just bought a bunch of stuff and geared my monk up like crazy.
So you just spent $20 for gold.
Yep.
Okay.
Nice.
But, yeah, Diablo is...
Instead of using the action.
If it wasn't announced for PS3, I think it would be a huge win for PS4.
Yep.
But it's coming to current gen,
so
they kind of shot themselves in the foot with that.
It was a weird announcement.
I think the only thing that would be... That would kind of, like, make that a lot more relevant is if the PlayStation 4 was cross-platform with PC.
Because
I know the PS3 is not going to happen.
Well,
What I'm expecting with the how they're doing, because Destiny is apparently on 360 and the next generation Xbox,
right,
as well as PS4, and the Diablo is going to be on PS4. It's going to be on the PS4.
Yes!
None of us
new code word for the rest of the night.
It's going to be on the PS4. But I'm betting that games like that are going to have, like, an account level thing, like, you know, Blizzard's probably, you're probably going to have your Blizzard account associated with it, just like you can have your Steam account associated with your PS3 games.
It's fair.
I'm assuming that if you, let's say you get Diablo on PS3, uh-huh, and then you get a PS4 at Christmas, I'm betting that if you get Diablo, or you'll probably be able to download it to the PS4, just the same way that with Portal, you can, once you own Portal on PS3, you own it on Steam on your computer and on the PS3. So I'm assuming.
Is that true? Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, only if you buy the PS3 version, though.
Yes. Yeah, not the PC one.
Interesting. Wow.
It's kind of like the cross buy with, you buy a PS3 game, you get the Vita version.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work the other way.
So I'm assuming that they'll do something like that. So, like, it'll work that if you upgrade, you don't have to worry about it. Your character and everything will be there because it'll be on the PSN cloud.
Yeah.
See, now it would be really interesting to me because if they're going to do any sort of cross-platforming kind of thing with the PC, you would think that you would just have to get a Battle.net account.
I bet we're going to start seeing things integrate like that very soon because it's got to go that way because somebody's going to start doing it. And
then everybody's like, oh, shit, we got to do that too.
Yeah.
You would think. But I have
you would think
the PlayStation website up, and they have this graph with comparisons of the specs of the Xbox 360, the PS3, and the new PS4, which is speculated because they're not releasing any solid information. And
yeah, because it's fair to compare next gen to current gen.
Sure.
Yeah.
But
if they were
even leaking any kind of thought it's, that it's, there would be some kind of, like, CPU and console meshing right there. They would probably mention it here, which they didn't.
Well, not necessarily. That really is more of a game development kind of thing because, you know, it's not like you're using a different internet for your console than you are for your PC.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're still connecting to the same kind of servers, depending on the way that they set it up. So if they're going through Blizzard servers for Diablo 3,
mm-hmm,
then you would think that they would just integrate the same things that they would for the PC.
Well, I'm pretty sure that PlayStation would have a way to keep that from coming together, you know what I mean?
Come together.
If you're going through Blizzard, that's one thing.
Right. Seeing anymore, we can't afford it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Sued.
I will pay the 5 cents for royalties.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand. It's just my whole thing is when it comes to a company like Blizzard, where everybody is so hard-pressed to, like, put so much time and effort into a game, if you're going to try and reach out to another market, mm-hmm, and you're not going to be able to play with those other friends that you already had that was dumping all this fucking time into this game already, you're going to feel left out. It's like,
well, the 2 weeks ago, or no. Yeah, 2 weeks ago, because I wasn't the last one.
Yeah.
I remember we're talking about the possibility of, you know, one person playing on his computer and then another person playing on his console and being able to do a co-op or whatever, and how badass that would be because then everyone gets to play the same game together on their,
yeah, you know, whatever their preferred way of, yeah, doing
it's possible. I'll say, on Portal, isn't it? On Portal 2, I'm pretty sure it is.
I think it's cross-platform.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah,
I'm so almost positive it is.
One of the neat things that they did announce that I thought could be interesting is the whole, I could be playing Dark Souls 4,
mm-hmm,
and I could be like, I need to get past these fucking archers.
You are such a whore for Dark Souls, aren't you?
I love that
Dark
game,
Souls,
dude.
Dark Souls.
And I could be like, I can't get past these fucking dudes, but I know Huber's like fucking level 800 in the game, which can't happen. and I'll call him up. Can you just fucking get me through this part? He could boot up his PS4 and actually access my game and play the game for me.
Whoa.
So that he could just get me past that part, and I could be like, all right, fuck off, and keep playing.
See, I don't think I would use Dark Souls as an example.
Oh, I would absolutely use that.
Because look at Dark Souls now. You can't pick who you're joining. You can't see who you're joining.
See,
it's all shrouded, so you can't just get a buddy to help you through it.
See, that's the thing, though. That
sounds like a
this
good
is,
way to cheat.
We're talking about, once again, that the way that they are presenting the PS4 hardware and the Vita hardware linked with the PS4 is that these are hardware-level capabilities. Software developers, it doesn't matter what they do. This is something in the hardware. It's basically streaming, as a server, my PS4 is streaming my play to him and giving his controller the main input.
Yeah, but I honestly think that
PCs have done it for years.
No, this will be something that the developers of Dark Souls will block out, the same way that you can't party chat during Dark Souls on the 360.
Well, hold the phone. You might not be able to, like... It's not gonna matter if they want to block it out or not, because the cool thing about Dark Souls is I could let him jump in that game, and just like the thing with the archers, he can end up be stuck there for 2 hours too. Even if he normally would blow right through him, you could just be having a fucking off night.
Yeah, but Dark Souls, you can't pick who you're joining. You can't invite a...
Well, yeah, but I'm not inviting them.
It's all hypothetical, though, because we're talking... I mean, you're talking about a system-level capability.
We're
don't know what...
talking about Dark Souls 4.
And we don't know what Dark
Souls...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let's...
Anyway.
But it is a cool feature.
Yeah, but you have to realize, any time that there's an event where it's like, hey, we're going to release some information, anytime you go to sit down and talk to anybody about it, it's a huge circle jerk of speculation.
Yeah,
so it's like...
So let's move on to the next topic of actual facts and info that we got.
Well, I don't know if there's any actual facts and info.
Well, really, the controller is the actual thing. Why do you think it looks terrible?
Look at the middle of it. It looks like shit. Like, seriously.
Look at the middle of a PlayStation controller. There's actually one behind that curtain on the right-hand side.
I don't
want to
stand up.
Okay. Boje, you're medium enough.
Weren't we going enough down the list?
Yeah, but I mean, let's go right into the muck of it. Kotaku, by the way, I giggled before.
Okay, give me that.
I giggled
before. They add a...
Because they put up a news story of PS4 is able to render an old man head.
Put a small touch screen.
Now, this controller, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This controller. Look at that. And look at this. All they did was take this little space out of the center and just put this big-ass fucking block of touch-sensitive
bullshit. No, all they did was they extended this up here.
Yeah, that's great.
And it looks like shit.
Like, it literally doesn't... Like, they took this controller and
Kunal, Xbox controller, stat.
It looks totally fine.
I think it looks like shit. I think it looks really
dumb. Knock everything over on the way. Good.
It's cool, man.
Now, I think that the Xbox controller looks great, but it still is a big, clunky controller. You just don't like it because it's flat on the top.
Yeah, but I'm saying is it looks like shit. I'm saying it looks like shit because if you're going to integrate something like that and make it a key part of the controller, wouldn't you make it look a little bit more streamlined?
I'll tell you what.
Like bulging out of the already made controller that you had before that.
Speaking of bulging, I don't give a damn. The D-pad has the D-pad of the Vita. It looks like, which I really like the Vita's D-pad. It's got some like clicky to it, and then the thumbsticks on this look worlds fucking better than these ones. My thumbs slip off these all the fucking time because
I think they could have done something than have it look like, as Dale North said, some fucked up looking belly button.
When you look at it at that angle, it looks like a fucking 360 controller, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, nobody can see this on the podcast.
Yeah, we gotta stop talking about pictures that
know,
we can't
just,
show.
It really, like
what we're looking at is a solid piece of design. the newest thing on it though. Well, the two newest things are, first of all, the touchpad.
Right.
Which is important because...
I'm not going to write it off yet, but...
Okay, that's what Vita has. You need that.
Yeah.
Such a small touch pad looks like it's going to have a hard time really being useful.
Right.
Yep.
Because of how small it is.
Not to mention the fact the placement. You're going to put your hands on the sides of the controller, and then you need to touch something in the middle and do some sort of, like, even if you're just swiping.
It might be your thumbs on either side. I think it's...
He was talking about before how much he hated the PlayStation 3 controller for where the thumbsticks were, because your thumbs had to come all the way down to use them. So if you've got to take all of them from where they are right here, okay, I'm taking a Nutri-Grain bar to...
Yeah, that's
to
not
going to
be loud on
that. Oh, no, not at all. Why you just use the controller itself?
Yeah, well, it's not my hand.
It is way more comfortable to have the thumb where your
right, but I'm saying, but I'm saying in the center where they're having this touchpad thing. If I have to come over here and do a swipe, I have to take my hand off the controller and then move it over to do the swipe and then come back.
I don't see where it'd be.
I think the purpose of that is that if you get Angry Birds,
yeah,
you can sit here and be like, like, you don't have to...
That's one useful...
Yeah.
I know, but I think we're going to see a lot more of that possibility. Yeah.
It's up to the developers to figure out how
and it's one of those things they,
right?
they decided to give it the possibility rather than say, no, you need a different device or a different controller. Because, I mean, look at the last console generation and how many different types of fucking peripherals and controllers and bullshit came out.
Kind of console, really.
Which that leads to my biggest gripe with the new controller is that fucking light on the top. That replicates the Move light. Like,
yeah,
why is that needed?
Well, because there's the motion controls in the controller.
Is it better? The six axis was so well received and enjoyed. Like, we need another PS3 controller that we, whatever.
The fucking six, I didn't care.
Yeah.
Like, I think that this is the best controller man has ever seen.
360 controller.
The 360 controller is... Is fucking
except
fantastic.
The D-pad.
The D-pad's weak. D-pad needs work. But I mean, like,
comfort-wise, functionality-wise, I agree.
I like the bumpers because they fucking click. I like the triggers because they're like fucking triggers instead of whatever spongy bullshit is on the PS3 controller.
Yeah, I hate that.
Once again, I'd be playing Metal Gear and I'd be trying to be real careful with the pressure sensitivity.
And then
and my finger would slip
off. Yeah.
And then you'd see all the little fucking exclamation points pop up over everyone's head.
I'll say, one thing I liked with the GameCube controller was not only did it have the trigger
style. It had the little scoop.
At the bottom of the trigger, it clicked into a button as well.
Yes.
I love that. I'd like to see them bring that back.
But the scoop of the trigger, I liked.
It was,
because your fingers rested in it exactly how it needed to be.
It's no mouse and keyboard, but it'll do.
Hey, man, when it comes to mouse and keyboard, I've just been getting back into PC games, and I hate mouse and keyboard because my fingers will slide off of fucking everything.
But what we have here, ladies and gentlemen, is a noob.
Listen.
The only reason
why I mainly don't like keyboards is because there's way too many buttons in a confined space. I'm going to get myself one of those, like, little game pad things.
What we have here, ladies and gentlemen,
is
a noob.
No. I'm going to get myself one of those game pad things so that I can actually...
Hold on.
Like,
let me just put an... Youth Large just flipped the fucking tables, but we're back in action now, so...
Yeah. Well...
That or the battery died.
I get kind of heated when you call me a noob and I rock your face sometimes and fucking...
Don't you dare
bring
up Counter-Strike. Do you remember that fucking gun game we did last time? You know instantly when the bot was not... Or when it was not Derek anymore and it was me.
Well, yeah, duh.
Because
Derek was even worse than me.
I think I nuked the fucking level.
Children, put the dicks away. PlayStation 4.
All right, PlayStation 4 needs Counter-Strike.
That stupid-ass controller.
As soon as he brings that,
let's move on from the controller before Joe flips the table.
The biggest thing I wish they finally would have fucking done with the PS4 controller is switch where the D-pad and left stick are.
See, I don't think that they could do that. I don't think that... I think that's their brand now.
Yeah.
And that's something that they are going to... That's their trademark thing about the PlayStation controllers.
And it sucks.
It
is so uncomfortable.
We don't think it's uncomfortable, but a lot of my customers that come in talk to me about that, actually. And they tell me it's... They prefer it. They don't understand why it's staggered. Even though I really like this. I think this is great.
As long as the analog sticks aren't as loose as they are on the PS3.
Loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the PS3 is just so loose.
Well, you know,
a slut.
At first, I really didn't understand that whole remote nunchuck thing for the Wii.
Yeah.
But after a while, you kind of get used to the fact that you'd be playing like this, and no one can see this, you'd be playing a controller close together, and it's basically the same feel, but you can separate your arms. I could have one up on top of my head.
Have you ever played a Nintendo 64, sir?
Oh yeah, okay. those were the worst.
That middle thing, the middle handle of the N64 controller. That was the nunchuck.
Yeah, but that was the worst controller.
Yeah, but
because you were so close with that trigger.
Right. So they're like, well, what one was really really cool? The 64. How can we make it better? Split it in half so it's not so close.
So it's not
perfect.
Yeah.
There we go.
Completely unrelated to the PS4, but the best thing with the Wii was getting a wireless nunchuck.
I never even.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, those are great. You could be like.
Yeah, you could be wherever.
Your arms could be in different area codes.
Jesus on the cross, and you could still play Mario Kart.
Interesting note on that. They did make PS2 and PS3 controllers that broke apart, but no one ever bought them.
For real?
I didn't even know that.
Like, let me put it to you this way, though. Take that 360 controller that's right in front of you, split it in half, and tell me that when you went to go and use one of like this thumbstick, that you wouldn't be almost like twisting your wrist every single time.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see how it would
be. I'd never be able to fight in game.
Never. Yeah.
I'd never be able to fight in game. That was English.
All right, so what else happened on the PS4 press event that fucking fell asleep
Square Enix decided to show us the same exact fucking thing, other than their panty raid engine.
Oh, yeah. And then at the end of them, the guy was like, please be excited for our game. Like, no.
But please be excited for an announcement at E3. Yeah.
They invited me to come and talk here because they really wanted me to bring something to them, and I told them to fuck off because E3 is cool.
So
I brought something everybody already saw, and then I'm begging you to please pay attention to us later.
Capcom showed us the title of the year for for a game.
Yeah. Deep down.
Deep dicking.
I swear I found that in my stepfather's 80s porn stat.
Oh, absolutely.
Just passing out hot dicking.
Now, being the big Dark Souls fan that I am, that game looks like shit.
What, the Deep Down?
Deep Down. Yeah. It looks like a Diablo 2 cutscene.
As soon as I watched it, because me being the Diablo guy that I am, I'm like, that looks like somebody from Diablo 2.
If you're feeling adventurous there, large man, go grab a screenshot from that trailer of the guys talking and grab a screen grab of the cutscene from Diablo 2 of a person's
face. Because the guy literally
put them next
like
to each other.
The Dark Wanderer. Yeah.
Too much
he
work.
He really did. He looks
too
exactly
much work to
like
take
the
two screenshots.
The thing is, like, every game anymore, you automatically compare it to Dark Souls. To me, I got a Dragon's Dogma vibe out of that.
I can see that too. It's just that Dark Souls is what I've been playing a lot of lately, and I'm just very familiar with it.
It's the only thing that he can reference.
You actually have your copy of Dark Souls in your asshole right now.
No, I can't because it's digital.
No, yeah, not only that, because Dark Souls would actually be...
You
it would go
it
up through
USB
his
stick.
Ass, and by now it's probably in his like small
intestine. I don't want to experience that.
You're getting weird.
Like a kidney stone.
No, I'm just saying, because like Dark Souls really fucks
Jonathan Blow was there to show us his new Who Cares game.
God. Yeah.
And
for real.
Smack his fucking lips around.
Yeah. I think when we're talking about pretentious, I think he was, first of all, he was the worst. And second of all, he did that lip smack thing and Christ, whatever his microphone was, it was just way too hot. Because you it took away from me even giving a shit about what he was saying. That fucking, yes. The fucking lip smack. The non-stop lip smack. Let's get as much saliva in my mouth as possible, and then just get right up on that microphone.
I didn't.
Yep.
God damn it, is that appealing to
but
me?
But even more than that, I didn't, like, what he was saying, like, his game is all about those aha moments that, like, you don't know what's going on, and all of a sudden you're like, how did I not see that before?
Yeah.
His preview...
I didn't know what the fuck was happening.
I don't know what was going on, and I definitely didn't get that vibe from the preview. Yeah. So, I mean, maybe it'll be there when you play the game, but from what she showed there...
I think Tim said it best, who's pissing right now, that Jonathan Blow looked like he was a cartoon turtle. And we're waiting the entire time during the trailer for a cartoon turtle to pop
out. For real, you know what the preview reminded me of? It reminded me of one of those... one of those 360 freaking walkthrough type of advertisements you find online for some kind of like
vacation resort or something.
You know what I mean? Nothing but, like, flyby.
Yeah, it was
his environment.
It was just walking through here, turning there. And it was choppy, and it just didn't look good at all.
Well, I think the choppiness was due to
that was probably because of the stream. It is a live stream, and the live
stream of, like, 400 million people trying to watch.
Well, everybody tuning into it and laughing their asses off.
Well, maybe.
But falling asleep.
But honestly, it didn't look like a game I would really give a shit to play.
Yeah.
It might be. I mean, Braid, to be fair, Braid was a pretty brilliant game. I mean, it was hard as hell at the end, at least for me. But it was a great game, and it was really interesting mechanics. So it might be cool. Yeah, but yeah,
I beat that shit in like 2 hours, so.
Braid? Well, no.
I'm trying to sound smart to all the listeners that don't know what I look like.
There's an achievement for beating Braid in... Is it an hour? Hour and a half?
Is it? I don't know.
There
that
is an achievement for beating it that quick.
That's insane. Really? It was tough.
Tim Yarbrough of the 1UPS, he actually got me that achievement because he could just blaze through the entire
thing. Yeah, my brother's also somebody who could do it pretty quickly.
It's crazy quick that he did it. But I'm not going to write the game off because I thought Braid was genius. Genius game with fantastic mechanics, but... From what I saw of The Witness, is that what it was called?
No, No, it wasn't The Watch.
I think it was Witness. The Witness.
It might have been The Witness.
From what I've seen of it so far, does nothing for me. No, don't look it up. It's not worth it.
It's not worth being correct.
It wasn't a good preview.
Honestly, I'm looking at the...
Stop the presses! My boss just brought up a really good point.
Yeah.
They didn't say anything about the used games thing that has been rumored for a long time. So talk about that. I'll be back.
They didn't talk about it, so there's really nothing to say.
That's really going to be more of a thing for E3 when they start releasing a lot more of the specs of the console. Because they didn't say anything of, like, you know, any kind of connectivity, what the real specs are. They were like, well, it's kind of like this, kind of like that. I want the benchmarks. I want the fucking numbers. Like, I don't care about what model shit you have in there. I want to know what kind of performance aspects it's going to be able to do.
Oh, right here.
And then...
I did see something I just found it about the used game.
You saw something you found.
You know what? Don't be a dick. I saw something as I'm searching...
What you found?
As I'm searching the website, and that reminded me...
I'm looking at...
Don't be a dick. Okay, this says rumors resurface about used game lockout on PS4. So I'll just read through it quick, and then we can talk about it. It says, rumors have run rampant for a long time. Don't smack your lips, dude. But now a
smack
turtle.
Your face.
I'm a cartoon turtle.
But now a patent from Sony might service as evidence that suggests the secondhand gaming market will suffer with the next generation of consoles. Stop being distracting. The patent shows designs for an RFID tag on the PlayStation 4 that will check whether a game was previously linked to a console or account, possibly preventing preventing it from working with a new account. Considering the fact that Sony previously made a clear stance against blocking secondhand games, it is possible the company merely wants to patent the technology so no one else can use it.
I would like to think that.
They're definitely the kind of company that's like, oh, could this be something that'll happen in the future? Let's jump on it now before anybody else does.
Just basically when the internet became very global and all those
bought up
domain names.
There's always the possibility that they're not at a point where they can release it, but... I mean,
with the way that the world economy is, to all things considered, not just the United States, there are a lot of places that are having a hard time with keeping their consumers happy with buying games.
Mm-hmm.
A secondhand market, when it comes to games, is just as integral as the first-hand market is fucking games. Like, you can't kind of take that out, at least not right now.
I will
say, if you were to take it out right now, you'd shoot yourself in the foot.
And then how many times
did it came out that they publicly said, "Yeah, our console will not support used games"? There's millions of people who wouldn't buy it.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's millions of people that wouldn't even bother like listening to these kind of
events. It would bomb in like Brazil or something.
They would literally just be like, you know what? All right, I'm just going to ignore PlayStation as soon as they figure out, you know, they fucked up.
Yeah, and how many people are out there like me that jump on the console a little bit afterwards, after release, not like right away, and buy a used game and get excited about it and then end up buying the new games as they come out. Like, you know, like...
Yeah, you kind of have to, like, have a little bit of a grace period for some people that get into it a little bit later.
I mean, I played Halo way after the fact. I mean, Halo was out for a long time.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I play it and like it, then as soon as Halo 2 comes out, Halo 3, you know, jump on it as soon as it comes out.
Yeah, not to
they're making my money.
Yeah, not to mention the fact that, like, okay, let's say you go to a purely first-hand market when it comes to your game.
Mm-hmm.
You have one of your launch titles that come out. Now it's 6-7 months down the road, and someone's finally going to get their first version of your console. Is your launch title game still going to be at $60, or are you going to drop the price? And if you mm-hmm. drop the price, then you're basically just taking money away from yourself, and you're putting yourself into the negative from when you initially printed it.
Mm-hmm. Or how about you talk about availability? You say six months down the line. What if it's 6 years down the line, and someone wants one of those games?
Yeah.
Can't get what? Fill me in.
We're talking about used games.
Okay.
Right. So if you go to a purely first-hand market, right,
uh-huh.
you're going to take away a lot of the availability and potentially some of the profit that you can make on certain games.
I mean, stores aren't going to carry 400 unique titles.
No, not at all. But here's the thing is that we're at that cusp where this will be the last console generation with physical media.
I disagree.
I know you disagree, but... I can see it happening. I always see
that there's always going to be a market.
You gotta look at Steam.
There will be a market for it, but it will be smaller.
Yeah.
There will still be games, even if it's only a handful of games, physical media will not entirely go away.
I think that it will, what we look at as downloading a game day one now will become what we look at as buying the physical game day one now.
Yeah.
Or at least the majority of the market will switch. And I think that that's what they're trying to prepare for with this very connected system. And it goes back to that story I said the 1 week of our internet speeds are getting to the point where downloading a game is going to be a few minutes as opposed to a few hours.
Yeah, just like they talked about on the press release where you can download the game, start playing it.
I was just going to bring that up as it's downloading.
Yeah, that's a very cool feature. Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Blizzard's done that with Warcraft for years now.
Oh, yeah.
Where you start the download, and after a few minutes, you have enough to play the game.
Yeah.
And if you go to a specific area of the game that hasn't downloaded yet, it will sort of stop downloading this section and start streaming that section to you instantly, which is very, very neat. And that's where we're headed. These systems that we're going to see next are going to be, like, we had the 360 and the PS4, or PS3, already start chiseling away at the foundation of this. These new systems are going to present at the forefront this availability of this system, and then the system after that, the next logical conclusion would be, here we are at the digital front lines. You are going to be able to, day one, or actually you're going to be able to buy and download the game beforehand, just like Steam, preload it, and then
as soon as the day releases, you just...
You turn it on, it's there. And that's just the nature of the game industry right now. That doesn't mean physical media will be gone entirely, because like you said, there will be a market for it.
Well, look at
PC now.
But
the market
is
going to slip away. And I think that we will see that restrictive used game system start to go into play, because the majority of people who will be buying games are going to be guys like us who want the case. We want the cartridge. Yeah. We want the instruction manuals that didn't come with Fire Emblem.
If you include the indie market, we're already at like a 60-40 split for physical to digital. 40% is digital.
I mean, I can.
It's not a big.
I'm surprised that it's not higher.
Yeah,
especially for indie. I would think that indie is even closer.
Well, I'm including indie and AAA, so combining both. So if you include it, we're at a 60-40 split. It's not a big leap of logic to say that'll flip flop. So 60% will be digital.
But even
download.
With the way that Steam goes,
you, digital or not, as long as there's a collector's edition, I will be interested.
Yeah, I think that companies will still do that.
Right.
Like what Visceral Games did with Dead Space, or what Konami does with some of their really limited stuff. I mean, you can order it direct from that company.
Yeah.
You don't have to go through the publisher. You go directly to the house, the studio that's making the game, and they will be like, all right, these many people ordered it. We will produce this many of them. Yeah. And then send them out, and the rest will sit on.
It's like the music industry. I mean, once, you know, you saw how quickly digital download has, it's pretty much overtaken.
Obliterated.
It, right? Yeah. Physical, it's out.
But like, there's still that market there.
Of course, there still will be.
The cool thing about the music industry, and I don't know if it'll happen in the video game industry, is the fact that
old things are coming back. Like, they're producing
vinyl.
Vinyl. Well, that's, you know? That's mainly just because that's, vinyl is a more pure format.
It,
like,
it is a lot.
You're
going to
get a much better
higher.
Quality recording yeah. from well, vinyl yeah. than you will from and any other type
and
of.
And then you're going to get the people that want to have that collector's item or whatever.
It's a niche thing, yeah.
So, I mean, hopefully the same goes with the video games. You're going to have the people. Like,
I think,
Joe,
see,
like,
that's where I think.
You know, it, that want to have a physical something in their hand. They want to have, like
me.
We touched on before, we want to have a instruction manual to go read while we take yeah. a shit.
See, here's what scares me about this fact, though, is right now game companies look at games and say, there's no horror market out there anymore, so we need Dead Space 3 to have co-op, and it needs to be more action-packed, in your
yeah,
face. It needs to
bum
be action.
Out. Bum me out.
And
completely off topic, but on the subject of horror games, Arcus Brothers in Bloomsburg, I found Siren, new translation for the PS3. We got it for $10.
Nice.
Cheapest on Amazon is like 55.
Well, the reason why this works is that if the game market says that a game that could potentially sell 2 million copies, easy, a big franchise horror game, is not good enough, then they're gonna look at these physical media sales and go, well, why are we gonna put this out there if we're gonna spend you know, $60 million on this project and we're gonna get $70 million out of it? You know, is it worth it for that 10 when we could just put it online? A $60 million project online and have it
yeah.
be pretty much pure profit for them after paying employees. You don't have to pay the packaging, any yep. of that nonsense. All that goes away.
My biggest concern is if they're going to go to this trend of mostly digital, pass some of those savings on to us.
Absolutely. I think they will. I believe, because...
Yeah, look at Steam.
Look at Steam. Yeah, there's
look
games
Steam.
That go on
look
there for like
games.
$2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
indie games, too, have a lot of that going on. Where
the
they have,
AAA
like,
games.
The Humble Bundle.
Yep. Yeah.
The AAA games, I mean, you look on PlayStation Network, a game that came out in stores for $60, day one, they'll still charge $60 on PlayStation. Yeah. I mean, give us some form of discount if we're going to bypass... going to a store and owning it, give us some kind of savings to
I totally agree. I think that right now they're milking the fact that it isn't at the forefront yet,
yeah.
so they can get away with it. But as soon as it starts becoming the forefront,
then
people are going to look at it and go, hey.
Yeah.
Or look at
because that's
games.
How it was with, honestly, that's how it was with Steam. I remember yep. the first time that I actually installed Steam, I remember when Steam came out because I was playing Counter-Strike and they're like, what do you mean I have to download this
yeah,
to play Counter-Strike now?
Yeah.
I just want to launch the game. They're like, no, you have to go through this now. Like, all right, whatever. And then once they started releasing a bunch of games for it, I'm like, okay, so I have to buy my stuff through this now?
See,
and I just kind of got weaned into it.
Yeah.
And that's where I feel a lot more comfortable with it because now, and like he was saying before, they can get away with, you know, putting these games out for $3, like, for a weekend so that you can actually buy it. And
yeah.
it doesn't necessarily take away from what they would normally
if you go back to
in.
to the Humble Bundle scenario, you know, you saw that THQ
yep.
before mm-hmm. they left. They got in on that.
Yeah.
And there's other Humble Bundles from AAA developers at
yep.
this point, too. So I think it's catching on, and the model is changing. It
yeah.
takes time, but I think
yeah.
it totally will change.
Yeah, it's definitely going to take a little bit of time, but
yeah, but
like,
it's
no
take
doubt
time
that it's going to
if you just look
happen.
At like the Xbox 360 games on demand section, where games like they're selling Family Guy just came out on games on demand this week for $60.
Mm-hmm.
Go on Amazon; it's $25 right now.
With the
brand new.
Wow.
With what?
With the box.
Well, like with
yeah.
the box.
I mean, to go on and back to like I try to wrap it all into Nintendo because I'm lame.
Yeah,
but you look at any Mario game. Holds its value.
Yeah.
If you go to a store and buy a Mario game brand new, it's going to be $50. If I can get that same game online, not own the physical copy of it, I'm not paying $50 for it.
Yeah.
I'm not paying the same price to have something as an icon on my system as I would to have it a case, a disc, and whatever else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just...
They're
it's ridiculous because
the
they're saving all this money... To sell me the same product for the same price.
They're trying to push it onto you is that's the convenience fee.
Yeah.
Of
that's
not having
honest,
to go
yeah.
to a store. Not having to buy something. It's you're paying for the convenience of sitting on your ass and downloading something.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Not to mention the fact that they're going to be like, well, now you don't have to get up to change your disc. You could just go right to the menu and press play and you're ready to roll.
Or you could just order the same thing off of Amazon and...
Well, see, now... I know you brought up Nintendo, but... You know, we booted up a Wii U yesterday, or the day, yeah, it was yesterday. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we should see what you're able to download onto the console and stuff like that. Three games? Four games?
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, nothing.
Everything you're looking at on the list
not
is
yet.
Unavailable.
But the whole Nintendo store is...
On the Wii U? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There's a lot of games you can buy.
We couldn't find
I couldn't find any.
You're looking in the wrong spot.
We went to the straight list.
Yeah. I was like, show all stuff, and they're like, unavailable.
It should be on the Wii Shopping Channel or
that's
Wii
what
Shopping Network.
We'll have to put it up with you one night, because...
There's, right now, there's a sale of 6 Ubisoft games alone.
Yeah.
That are
games.
We were looking for, like, off-the-beaten-trail stuff.
Like what?
It's weird because
something that's not a $50 title or trying to.
If you're looking for like indie titles, there's only like 6 out right now. Like
well, that's probably why
they have a slow.
Well, no,
start
I was looking
stuff.
To trying to see if they had like did they transfer like a bunch of the
NES classics?
Yeah, like the
no Virtual Console's not hit yet.
That would be
for
right.
The Wii U. It's
that's what.
That's why.
Yeah. Well, you could get Balloon Fight right now for 30 cents.
I saw that.
And then I think starting Thursday, you could get F-Zero for 30 cents.
Okay, that's pretty.
The Wii U Virtual Console hasn't started yet. It's coming later this spring.
Well, that's probably because I was looking through and I went through this laundry list of all this shit, and it's just like unavailable. And I'm like, okay, so it says it right there. Like, just let me fucking buy it. Like, it's just like. You're showing me that it's there on your, you know, on your servers. Like, just let me fucking get it.
No,
like,
it's not showing that it's there on the servers. It's going to
be.
That's a game that's there. Pretty much every game that's released, even 3DS stuff, is you could look up on the Wii.
Yeah, I saw that too.
You could
watch
trailers, read info on it. They usually give you links. You could go online. It searches for links to buy a hard copy. But just because it's in the store doesn't mean that it's there to buy. It's kind of like a database. Like, there's a ton of retail games that are on there to buy.
Yeah, and they're so fucking overpriced, man.
Yeah.
Like,
it's convenience.
And it's, once again, I think it's because the system of all of this has not congealed yet. It's just...
Anyways, I think we kind of ran the course on what we're going to do with PS4.
Have fun editing
discussion.
All this bullshit.
there's going to be no editing. I give up with you fuckers. But I wanted to end this on kind of a down note for me. It was announced...
It's a downer.
I'm depressed, too, actually.
It was announced earlier this week that on April 2nd, Harmonix is going to end the weekly DLC releases for Rock Band, which is a gigantic... Don't give me that look, Ashley.
Even though I haven't played Rock Band in, like months to a year, I am extremely saddened by this because I have actually... found a lot of bands that I would have not known about had it not been for
like that
DLC from Rock
Band.
Fuck that band. I heard the drummer's a fan.
But I've been a staunch Rock Band supporter for years. I have over 2,800 songs downloaded in Rock
Band. We need to have a party
then. Yeah, you're come down anytime, man. You're in bloom. Stop.
Do you have any Nickelback?
Fuck off. whoever bought all the Nickelback songs at MAGFest on my console, I hate you.
When this podcast gets famous and our fans hunt you down and deliver you to us, you're fucked.
I will murder you.
You'll be locked in a room for 30 years
with
nothing but
Nickelback.
Nickelback.
Nickelbox.
Nickelbox.
I am honestly deeply saddened at the fact that they're ending... the weekly DLC. For over 5 years, it has been pretty much a weekly ritual for me to get the new songs, play the new songs, and experience new music, whether it's bands I've heard of, stuff that I haven't heard of, but it sounds good. It and the Rock Band Network have opened me up to so many bands I never would have heard of before, and it's all thanks to a video game. And the Rock
Single
Band...
tier.
Dude, no. Two tiers. I'm putting two, yeah.
A couple.
They've confirmed that the final week is going to be one single song. There's been a lot of discussion, a lot of guessing. Is it going to be American Pie? Is going to be Don't Forget About or Don't You Forget About
Don't
Me?
Don't You Forget About Me. Oh, that'd be so
It'll
sad.
Never happen.
That'll go right in the feels. I would fucking cry for weeks.
Strumming his guitar, cry.
It'll never, ever happen, but I'd lose my shit if it was Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. I would shit my pants, dude. And then clean it out and shit again.
Because that would be the ultimate song.
It really would.
Well, because Jimmy Page, right? Jimmy Page has refused to be part of it.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, with a lot of the stuff that's been going on, like,
Zeppelin might be doing another thing.
Yeah.
Together,
well, like, yeah. You see it happening.
Yeah.
You see it happening. But
do
you really think they would take their staple song, their most famous song, and put it onto something that they've held? Because I honestly thought that Zeppelin was holding out for something like the rock band Beatles.
Like a rock band Zeppelin.
Or a rock, yeah, that a rock band.
Fucking awesome.
Maybe Harmonix took their budget of DLC and was like, fuck it, let's go out with a bang.
that would be nuts.
A lot of people think that it's going to be The Doors, The End, which would be another thing.
Uh-huh. Oh, that would be another one.
Also very cool.
We won't know until April 2nd. Actually, we'll know the
first there's so many songs that I could think of that would be
out. It's going to be one song, and there's definitely like a dozen that would be perfect.
Yeah. It's just going to be painful when, from now on, I'm listening to the radio, I hear a new song, and I think this would be
that could be it.
Call Me Maybe?
Dude, if the last song was Call Me Maybe, I would fucking shoot myself. I'm not even kidding. As long as it's not the very last song.
That's also a shame.
That is.
I honestly want to take this time to thank Harmonix for over five years. Stop your giggling bullshit.
Seriously, because
like, this
no,
is
no, no, I'm not laughing about the ending. I'm just laughing because no one at Harmonix is ever going to fucking hear this.
You never know.
We'll send it to them.
We've already been to the future once today.
Can I thank Guitar Hero?
Don't make me do it again.
No, because here's the thing, too.
This legitimately bums me out.
I know. When I
read the news of this, it felt like I was punched in the gut.
Yeah.
Because I have never invested myself so much in a game before.
Yep.
And you guys are assholes for just giving it.
No, honestly,
I'm not being an asshole.
No, because I'm 100% with them, and we're going to talk about it next week. But me, for my musical career, I get to say...
Are you a musician, too?
Yes. But
we'll have to discuss that next week.
You know what? That's a good idea. Since we got two musicians here, we should do a music podcast next week.
Hey, Kunal, can you come back next week?
Yep, I'll see what I can do.
But when it comes down to Harmonix, I can honestly say that they boosted a little bit of my music career because of some of this. I get to say that a band that I was in, we were on Rock Band.
Yeah,
and you can tell your friends, I'm in Rock Band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, dude, it's awesome. Like, even just some of the... We had a Rock Band release show.
He's on Rock Band all the time. Right?
We actually had a show that was dedicated to our songs getting released on Rock Band.
Yeah.
And it was, like, it was one of the biggest shows that we ever played. It was awesome. Like,
that's great.
Yeah.
It really boosted my career a lot.
It is sad that an era has to come to an end for
like this podcast.
For what reason, we don't know. Because I really don't think that there's any solid reason that we know of yet for why, right?
Well, it's probably because the market went down.
Well, no, they have three other big projects in the works, and they want to take their teams and devote their resources
to the new
And you know it's going to be exciting. It's going to, whatever they're working on, it'll hopefully rival what they did with Rock Band.
It's going to be the Led Zeppelin Rock Band. It's going to be Dance Band Central.
The people that Joe was thanking a little bit ago are listening. Then it's got to be Rock Band Led Zeppelin.
That would be awesome.
They've already gone on record saying that they
get a plastic drum peripheral.
You just get like a broom handle or something like that.
They've already gone on record saying what, Joe?
I don't know. I am listening.
I'm listening too.
You said, all right, I said, dance. It'll be Dance Band 4. Then I'm like, wait, it'll be fucking Stomp. And you'll go to the store and you'll buy your plastic drum.
Oh my God.
Or your plastic broomstick. And then you'll get together with your friends and you'll
like
stomp.
Clean your house.
Yeah.
Sure, you can Skype that shit too, right?
That might have been fun a decade ago. But they've already gone on record saying that they are still going to have the capability to create songs should the right situation arise. They said if a big enough band comes to them and approaches them about wanting new stuff in Rock Band, they can still make it happen.
Yeah, but how many bands do you think are going to go to them knowing that...
Probably none. But
Rock Band.
But the hope is there.
Rebelly Rock Band. People want it, we'll do it. I don't care.
There's always the hope that maybe next generation Rock Band 4 will come out.
I'm sure they will, because if people are buying the DLC.
Like, the peripherals and the game discs.
It wouldn't be difficult for them to just squirt out a 4 and then do the same track of DLC for the new
Metal show is still giving it out. You know.
Yeah.
When you stump the trunk.
Yep. Stump the trunk.
I am definitely going to miss the weekly Rock Band DLC. It helped me get on the website that you might be listening to this on. Like, Rock Band is why I became a writer for the Gaming Vault. I was supposed to write for someone else. It didn't pan out. And
was it the Times Leader newspaper?
What yes, it was the Times Leader.
But he was like, fuck them.
It didn't pan out, and Kyle of the Gaming Vault, he approached me about writing for them, and that's pretty much how I got my start writing, is to do the Rock Band posts on the Gaming Vault. And it expanded into so much more, where I'm listed on their website as a senior editor. I don't even know what the fuck a senior editor is, and I'm a senior editor.
Wow.
Rock Band has...
Don't cut his paychecks.
Rock Band, in addition to the years of actual joy it has given me playing the game, it actually got me started writing for this website. And who knows?
That gave him a career.
That might lead... Yeah, a career. That you might don't lead know? To something more.
You don't know?
You don't know. Yeah, you don't know. But I want to thank Harmonix. If anyone's listening... I want to thank Harmonix, if anyone's actually listening, for all the years of Rock Band. And... our featured song this week is going to be a band that I discovered through Rock Band called Hourcast. It's not a video game theme song. It's not a Super Mario Brothers cover. It's an original song called Freak Show off their album Dystopia. Check them out, hourcast.com. I don't even know if the band is going to be doing anything new, if they've moved on. I haven't really heard from out of their camp in a while, but it's a cool song. I hope you dig it. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed our PS4 bullshitting. We'll see you next week with a music-themed episode. Right, Kunal?
I'll be there.
Yay!
Yay!
What if you can't make it?
It's just another story. Disgraceful, far from glory. What you want? Show!